What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're talking about what's going on in our schoolrooms here. We were talking about this middle school teacher in New York was literally encouraging students to be politically violent, like throwing bricks at people with different opinions. That's not the American way. And down in Texas, there is a teacher who is in a certain amount of hot water because she tried to normalize the idea of adults being sexually attracted to underage persons. And the teacher was caught on a video by a student, with a little cell phone here. And the teacher is telling the cast, we're not going to call them pedophiles. We're going to call them minor attracted persons. And we don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a five-year-old. Well, I would flunk that class because, yeah, I do have a problem with an adult wanting to have sex with a five-year-old. I think it's sick. Okay. So, this teacher seems to be advocating for this kind of a situation. And I don't know, this country's gone crazy. It really has here. Okay, now there is an historian, futurist, advisor to the World Economic Forum, Yuval Noah Harari. And on Friday, he basically came on out saying that climate change, if unaddressed, may cause a technological Noah's Ark scenario in which elites escape what he framed as planetary catastrophe for humanity. In other words, all the rich are going to get onto a big rocket and fly off to, well, he doesn't say where, and frankly, you know, even with a half a degree warming over the next century, this is still the most hospitable planet in the solar system. So they're pushing that whole climate thing here again. Now, speaking of rockets and blasting off here, we're starting to get some really beautiful, informative images from the James Webb Telescope. And one of the stories we have linked to whatreallyhappened.com features an image of the Orion Nebula. Okay, now the Orion Nebula formed 4.5 billion years ago. It's one of those things that can be seen with the backyard telescope. Actually, you can actually see it with your naked eye if you know where to look. You can even see the Andromeda Galaxy with the naked eye. You know, if the skies are dark and you're dark adapted, it's the farthest object that can be seen with the unaided human eye. So they had this beautiful image of the Orion Nebula. And what's really interesting is in Renaissance times, when telescopes were finally starting to be used for astronomy, some astronomers actually thought the Orion Nebula was the doorway to heaven, because in a small telescope, it kind of looks like an opening that light is coming through from the backside. obviously, James Webb has put that idea into the trash, along with the theory of the Big Bang. And we're still seeing all of these indignant articles that are coming on out about how, no, the Big Bang happened, and what you're seeing in James Webb, there's another explanation. We've got to revise the Higgs boson and this and that. And they don't want to admit they were wrong. Very human reaction. You don't want to spend your entire life doing something only to be told you've been wrong the whole time. But science does make mistakes. I'm not talking about the COVID vaccines. But the theory of epicycles that was ginned up to reconcile the observed motion of the planets with the Earth-centric model of the universe. And that's history's longest-running scientific goof. Lasted 400 years. Anyway, we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and Russian scientists have issued a warning about a U.S. satellite that appears to be disintegrating. And it's the U.S. geostationary communications satellite Galaxy 11. It was launched in 1999 as a backup for the Intelsat 802 satellite. And it's being observed with telescopes, and apparently there are now fragments that have disconnected possible solar panels, thermal insulation, and they're you know, sort of drifting around there. Now, being out in synchronous orbit, geostationary orbit, this debris does not really pose that much of a threat to objects orbiting lower down, like the Starlink. But it's still an area of concern. Now, these days, there are treaties where when you launch something into space, it has to have a means to deorbit it and get it out of the way, because there's a lot of stuff up there. There's just a lot of stuff. And I don't know what they intend to do about the geostationary satellites. It takes a lot of energy to get them out there. And you know, it's tricky. What can I tell you? It's tricky. It's garbage pickup is rather, you know, difficult in space, especially out that far. All righty, let's see what we've got here. getting on, let's see, 512. Okay, we do have a caller on the line. Finally, Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I've got two topics I'd like to talk about today, but the first one is fascism, which you have over and over again educated everybody.
Yeah.
By telling them it's the marriage between the state and corporations at the expense of the people.
Yes.
And Mike, you just had a story on guns, and just as corporations have taken over the state's role, or assumed the state's role, and I would tell you that I think the states and the corporations are the same. The corporations own the state. The billionaires own the state. The guys that print money own the state. So there's very little differentiation. But for instance, in things like censorship, you know, Google censors and Facebook censors and LinkedIn and Twitter censors and the media censors comments, and people get thrown off their websites and so on and so forth because of censorship, and it's attributable to the corporations, and by that way it keeps the hands of the government clean. And
yes,
it's now the same thing. We're seeing the same thing with hiring, when corporations are going against what are Title IX and U.S. labor law. For instance, when they come out and they will say, we're going to hire 50% of our new employees are going to be non-white males, and which of course is discriminatory and against the federal law, but the corporations are doing it, and the federal law is doing nothing about that either.
Well, the attitude is that corporations are private entities, and they're not, bound by like the Bill of Rights. But you're right; they're operating in the United States. They should be subject to U.S. law, but very often, you know, the politicians look the other way.
Well, and again, it goes back to my theory, which is that the state and the billionaires, the corporations, are married at the hip. They're Siamese twins. They pay for all the elections. They pay all the campaign donations. They do all the bribing, and so they're taking government's role in censorship. In this case, gun control, where
yes,
they're tracing, you know, gun buys. It's a method of tracing, you know, of tracing gun ownership, and they're doing it, and where it would be against the Constitution clearly for a government to do it, the government is allowing the credit card companies to do it.
Yeah,
again, owned by the banks, and you know who owns the banks, and you know who those guys are, the same people who fund all the anti-Second Amendment stuff, Bloomberg, Soros. Those are the guys, the two most attributable faces of gun control. But it's this to me, in my mind, Mike, is clearly a case where, you know, one hand is scratching the other, and it's absolute fascism.
Yeah, so, it is.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, Mike, because we've talked about this before, and I've spent a good amount of my life as a professional military officer, and gone through the Command and General Staff College, and you know all that kind of thing. And I said from the very beginning that Russia is vastly superior militarily to the Ukraine, and they went in with a 1-to-3 ratio and have kicked the crap out of what initially was about a 600,000 person Ukrainian army. But now Putin has made a big mistake. And we also talked about this, that when there was absolutely no limits to Western support from, mercenaries who probably, quite frankly, are probably U.S. military people just claiming they're mercenaries and things of that nature, to unlimited, $100 billion in aid or something? $100 billion. That Russia could not sustain this against a completely mobilized Ukrainian state where they can Shanghai and get everybody into the draft, whip them in and probably execute them. I don't know what the penalty is for not showing up for evading a draft in the Ukraine, but you can believe it's severe. But with unlimited largesse from the West, at any rate, that Russia could not sustain that with the special military operation status, which is going in with, 40 or 50, whatever there was, battalion maneuver groups, when this is an area as big as France.
Yes.
And you can't do that in the long run without upping that status, mobilizing the reserves, which at this point I believe they need to mobilize 10 or let's say 20 divisions, 15 to immediately put on the line, and then 5 for reserves. But, you know, they've lost the initiative. And if you notice, the Russians have lost the initiative. You haven't heard about any, you know, in May we were talking about, are they going to go all the way to Odessa? And we didn't hear about that anymore. And the line stabilized. Well, you cannot have something like that and lose the initiative. And apparently now there's been 2 Ukrainian offensives that have gone on, almost concurrently, at least consecutively, and that have made gains and have politically made it difficult for Putin in Russia, as well as energized. You know, the backers of the Ukraine in the West and all that. And they have done it because they're trying to do this thing on the cheap. Interestingly enough, they've had the policy decision to not, free fire zone cities and try to keep civilian casualties down to the lowest possible number. And to try to conduct an operation where once it's over and the Russians have won, that they can amalgamate those people back in with the least amount of rancor, into the Russian system. Well, now they're finally shutting off after these advances, which, when you think about it, Mike, how in the world, with all the national technical means, satellites, drones, human intel, from the Ukraine, how did they mass the kind of numbers they had in 2 different places, the Ukrainians, and successfully prosecute this thing without the Russians knowing about it? And either they did it, or the Russians simply are that undermanned that they could see it and they couldn't do anything to stop it anyways.
Well, you know, what I've heard is that the first Ukrainian offensive was not a success, and that Russia has already counterattacked on that second one. But the rumor is, and I reported this earlier in the show, is that Putin is going to make a full declaration of war, Russia against Ukraine. And we'll be off and running on that. But the United States is continuing to pour our money into Ukraine. I mean, the United States overwhelmingly is the majority funder of what's going on in Ukraine, and we, the American people, are going to be paying the price for that for decades to come. You know, interest on the loans and so forth.
Well, plus, Mike, it was a big mistake for Putin not to, and tacitly admitting right now, if he's going to do a declaration of war, that they went in light, they went undermanned. And they
yes.
have now lost the initiative. In order to get it back, they need to mobilize.
I think that's going to happen.
I think that's right. But nobody, no military professional ever wants to surrender the initiative. And in the past, I have a friend that I spoke about this morning, who is a former military guy. He's Navy, but he's a guy I highly respect. He thinks that the Russians were trying to lure them into a cauldron, an envelope, surrounding, and I disagreed with him on that. It's a guy that I don't disagree with very often because he's a bright guy. But you don't, you know, if it's a trap, which is what he was surmising, like for instance, Kursk was a trap.
Yes,
the Russians knew all about. The Germans were going to make the advance. They had all their reserves were there, and they let the Germans come in, completely expend themselves, and then the reserves were already in place, and when they were completely spent, that's when the Russians sprung their counterattack. Only
yes.
the Russians they don't have that now. They're right now just starting their mobilization to increase their numbers.
I'm not sure we know accurately what Russia is doing or has been doing recently. You know, again, the reporting that we get in the Western media is highly biased, and it's hard to tell without adequate intelligence as to what's going on. But I am concerned over this story from Global Research that Russia may be pulling back in order to make room for the use of tactical nuclear weapons.
Well, yeah, I saw that same thing, and I don't believe that that's true. I think they would simply do a limited mobilization first. Matter of fact, they're pulling back towards their border, and you know, this is like 40 miles from Belgorod, which is Russian territory. Would they want to pull back and then blow a nuke off with the prevailing winds closer to their border? I don't buy that one, but I've seen it, and it's possible, I guess. But I don't particularly buy it. I think the fact that they turned the lights off in Kharkov, of 3 million, how many ever millions of people that is, simply is because they were caught. It seems that they were caught flat-footed, and that now, like for instance, in the Second World War, Eisenhower didn't want to take Paris. The reason why he didn't want to take Paris was they figured it would they have to feed it and supply it and power it up, and our logistical apparatus wasn't up to it.
Yes,
and now they can't afford to not turn off the lights and curse. They've got to shift that logistical cost and make it a barrier for the Ukrainians to go through that area. They've got to bring their water and their power with them. You know, for instance. Anyways, it's an interesting thing, Mike, and I you're right. Nobody knows for sure, but it doesn't look good. I will tell you this unequivocally: no professional military guy ever voluntarily surrenders the initiative.
Yeah,
too important.
Definitely.
You know, once you have it in chess, you try never to surrender it in anything.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Well, listen, Peter, we got to take a break for commercials. We've got other callers on the line, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to James in Tokyo. James, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today?
Good morning to you, Michael, and morning to all of your semi-domestic extremists and anti-vaxxer pure blood listeners. And
yep.
To you too, Dustin. Man, I'm sleepy. It's like a little over 6 in the morning, and I think I need one of those amphetamine concoctions that Joe Biden takes or a couple lines of Coke that his son takes just to wake up, but I might be speaking as fast as I'm from Florida.
Well, you know that huge tractor trailer full of meth that they just intercepted at the border, I think that was headed for the White House.
You could be right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm really happy that you and Claire live in a nice, safe, small town like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And because 4 out of 5 right now, 4 out of 5 emergency room doctors in major U.S. cities say that being white can be hazardous to your health.
Yeah, and now just being a Republican can be hazardous to your health, and, you know, being male can be hazardous to your health, and it's, you know, it's easy time to feel paranoid.
Yeah, it makes me think of your last caller, Peter from Los Angeles. Yeah, Mike, you had a lot of experience in the film industry, and what do you think about a script? It's about a modern day family that lives about a block away from Peter in the Bieber's old house, and it's about, you know, focuses on two brothers, and they're good kids, but you know, they both sell a little bit of fentanyl and black tar heroin just to get by. And I'm thinking of calling the TV show Leave It to Jamal. What do you think?
Well, I think in the current climate, you're not going to have much luck with that. You know, you need to have...
Well, what about...
You got to make one of the characters transgender, include a black lesbian in there. And I guess now that they're trying to normalize that, we're going to need one pedophile.
Or what about a movie script? Europe is facing a lot of energy and food problems, and they come up with a new invention, a new form of energy that can, you know, heat, power, electrify, and run all the cars in Europe. When their economy is boosted and it grows like it's never been since its history of inception. And what do you think? I'll call the new movie Soylent Coal.
Yeah, that would be a good one. That would be a good one. And you know what's really weird? Everyone's pushing this, green energy without realizing that all these new technologies they're trying out, they're even more toxic and polluting than what they're trying to replace.
They really are. And
yeah.
It's going to be interesting how they dispose of all the batteries. You know, they said there's going to be a big problem. But, hey, Mike.
Lithium batteries are recyclable, but there's still a lot of toxic, byproducts.
Yep. Hey, so it's the anniversary of 9/11.
Yesterday it was,
the most deadly attack ever on American soil. Well, that's since January 6th.
Yeah.
I don't feel.
It really is pathetic,
Michael,
when you think about how they're trying to make the January 6th protest for election integrity seem as evil as what happened on 9/11.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Michael, but I don't feel a lot safer. I actually feel the most unsafe that I've ever been in my life. The way that events are going, Japan could possibly jump into a war with Taiwan. America is in a proxy war with Russia. You're going to have an economic collapse of Europe, and Europe can get into war with Russia. Things aren't looking so good, and, food hunger. I've never seen
these are dark times.
These
are definitely dark times. I think Sauron found the One Ring at this point.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things that make me angry at you, Michael, but I'm going to try not to get angry at you today. But
okay.
I want to tell you a couple of things that make me angry about you, Michael. You're always giving negative news all the time, and, you get me in a bad mood for the rest of the day. So
change the
you're
channel.
You're like the kind of guy who... I can't. I'm addicted, like heroin, to your show, Michael.
Ah, okay.
But,
I should up my
like
price then.
That's right. You're like a guy, looks at the water, the glass, half empty. Like, you got to change it to, looking at the glass half full. For example, I'll tell you how you can do that.
Well, actually, I look at it and I say that they designed the glass too big.
Well, let me tell you how you could solve this problem very easily. For example, if you're giving news and you're going to say, well, Europe is facing a tough, dark winter without electricity.
Okay, well,
James,
stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold because I want to hear your solution there, but we do have to take a break and pay some bills around here, so we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well,
and welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with James in Tokyo. And, James, you had a suggestion regarding Europe.
Yeah, you know, just the suggestion is, you know, not always giving negative news, but, you know, how to follow it up with a little bit of positive news to negate the negative news. So, for example, if you're saying that Europe is facing a very dark winter without electricity and deindustrialization and food shortages, you should follow it up with some good news, for example. But the good news is, fortunately, searching for bugs doesn't require electricity. Or if like the UN comes out with news saying over the next 2 years, 880 million people are going to die of starvation, after you present that news, try and follow it up to something good, like, but fortunately, that's only third world countries like Africa and Pakistan, and we're going to be okay. And, you know, follow it up.
I'm not sure that's going to be, I'm not sure that last part's going to be true, but please continue.
you could be right about that. And the last thing I'm upset with you about, Mike, is you're too hard on that LGBT agenda. I mean, this is hard for me to admit, but I've known you for a long time, so I could come out. And, well, Mike, I identify as a bisexual, and meaning when I want to have sex in my age, I have to buy it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I consider myself a trisexual. I'll try anything sexual. And this last year, I came out of the closet. I identify as a coat hanger. But you know what LGBTQ stands for, right? Let's get Biden to quit. And we lost James here. James, are you there? No, I guess he's gone. All right, let's go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I'll try to follow up. I have no jokes for you today.
Oh, okay.
You know, 9/11 come and gone. And, you know, at the very first early years of the 9/11 truth movement, at least I did. I'm sure most of the people who participated in some way had the same thought that, you know, we can bring these people to justice. And here it is 21 years later. And just like the thing at the Capitol and what's going on in the Ukraine, at least we know now that we can't. You know, we can't because the people who own the power will not bring themselves to justice.
No,
and
they
that
won't.
Goes all the way. No, they won't.
I mean, that was the mistake I made all those years ago with the murder of Vincent Foster. I figured I'll just show the evidence and the authorities will take over. And no, the authorities didn't do anything about it, and I lost my career in Hollywood.
Right, and Trump showed us how corrupt, you know, by their actions, how corrupt the FBI is.
Yes.
And so we just have to cope with that, but at least we're not fooling ourselves any longer.
Yeah.
Larry Silverstein, for those who don't know, I'll be real quick about it, he obtained a lease to the World Trade Center complex in the year 2000. It was a 99-year lease, and he took out the insurance on the towers, and he put an indemnity in there that if there's two strikes, that's two separate incidents. So he really cashed in, Mr. Silverstein.
Oh, yeah, he made a lot. And, you know, when he first got the lease, you know, everybody said, you're an idiot. You can't make money off the World Trade Towers. They're facing an EPA-mandated renovation to remove the asbestos that was used in its construction. And those EPA renovations had already bankrupted several other buildings in Manhattan. And so, obviously, Larry just knew something was going to come along to get rid of his EPA problem and make him some money.
Yeah, he
lucky Larry.
He wasn't doing it. Yeah, there was something in the bag there, you know. And so when he, I'm going to play this. Hopefully, it's only 21 seconds long. So
okay,
here it goes. Larry Silverstein.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander, telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. It is lasting to his poem. And they made that decision to pull, and we watched the building collapse.
Yeah, did that come across okay?
Yeah, I came across, and I've certainly heard that recording before. And it does suggest that at least in the case of World Trade Center 7, there was a demolition involved. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, one of these investigators who were paraded around, these professors, engineering people who were paraded around to make it look like there was an investigation, was saying, you know, they weren't allowed to do anything or touch anything. And some of the photos I have at my website of the wreckage of the Twin Towers clearly shows demolition scars on those load-bearing members.
Yes, definitely. And I'm going to close with this. In my time in the military, we did a little bit of work with C4 plastic explosive.
Mm-hmm.
And to set it off in the field non-electronically, you use an M81 fuse puller. And it has a ring like on a grenade. And it's a cylinder, and it has flint and steel in it, and you stick your fuse, which is basically a rope, and it's timed off, you know, it's in segments. So as long as you need it, you draw out as much as you need, and then you attach the fuse to it, and then you pull the ring. Of course, modern EOD doesn't do that, especially with building demolitions, but that jargon still exists.
Yes.
And so he picked that up. You know, this guy was a real estate investor. And before that, I think he was a pornographer or something along those lines, you know. So he had no training in EOD. But he used that phrase and he tried to pin it on the fire chief. We made the decision to pull it. You know, the buildings don't have something that you pull to make them fall down. And so he basically let the cat out of the bag that there, it was pre-wired for demolition.
Well, there's a lot of stuff like that. I mean, Zim Shipping Company, which is Israel's state-connected shipping company, had offices in the World Trade Towers. They broke their lease and had to pay a heavy penalty in order to move across the river into New Jersey. And then there was Odaigo that received a warning that the attack was about to happen before it did. And the people there trapped the IP of the person who sent the warning and gave it to the FBI. And, of course, the FBI buried that.
Right. And he also had the put options on the airlines that were involved.
True. Yeah.
And there was forensic evidence was done on hard drives that were recovered out of the rubble.
They never completed that because the company that was doing the data recovery from the hard drives from those financial computers was acquired by another company that shelved the project.
Yeah, and so before I go, let's just think about the evil of this to set up these buildings to be exploded and then to lure in firefighters. By the way, firefighters in New York City, at least at that time, they were mostly either Irish Catholic or Italians.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Not many Jewish people go into firefighting. So, you know, and so you're like, let's send them up there and then blow it up, you know. And they had their employees, you know, the major people missed out, like Silverstein and then Brennan.
There were a couple of high-powered meetings that were supposed to take place that morning, and they all got canceled, and everybody stayed home.
Yeah. Well, we'll kill the goyim and blow up these buildings to set off 20 years of war.
And so we're facing
this deal in the Ukraine, and nothing has changed in government and the media. They don't report on the shelling that's been taking place since 2014 on. In the Russian people area of eastern Ukraine, they just make it sound like evil Putin just decided to go and invade poor Ukraine.
Yeah, and, well, that's why we have to, you know, keep reminding everybody about that U.S.-backed coup d'etat in 2014. You know, because Yanukovych, wanted to move closer to Russia, and the U.S. didn't want that, NATO didn't want that, so they got him kicked out and put in Poroshenko.
Right. And it may seem kind of unpatriotic, but I hope Russia prevails, because if we're ever going to have our government come back to us, it has to collapse. And if Russia falls and then China, and then they have the New World Order all wrapped up in a neat package, and there will be no escape, at least not in our lifetimes.
So, well, yeah, anyway. Well. Being an old guy, you know, it's I'm not expecting to have to deal with that. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. We still have open lines, 512-248-8252. And finally, we're getting to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's not your governor for a long time.
Yes.
Raubach, Stoltenberg, all those people, it's all that same group of people, right, Mike? Like this. There's no government no more, if you look at it. It's like this. I don't know, Mike, what would you call it? It's like a oligarchy of, like, the world that believe in the same...
Well, the oligarchs, and then they have these performers standing up there pretending to be leaders. I mean, we've got a bartender in Congress. Poroshenko was a chocolate maker, and Zelensky was a comedian. I mean, they're literally auditioning people to play these world leaders.
Doesn't that scare you, Mike? Chocolate maker in Ukraine, a bartender in New York. I mean, that's an oligarch of the world, right?
Well, you know, and they're actually talking, about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez taking a run for the White House. You know, and I'm sure she mixes a mean martini, but I really don't see her as qualified.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to, well, James from Tokyo. James, you still got to call in to talk about that 3D display in Tokyo, but Peter from Los Angeles, I mean, we're going to talk about the Kharkov and the Kherson. You know, they had 30,000 troops between the two of them, right? So you got 15,000 in Kharkov, 30,000 in Kherson, right? A lot of them got killed in Kherson.
Yes.
You got 4,000 killed in Kherson, 6,000, 7,000 wounded. The rest is in Kharkov. Kharkov, you want to call it Kharkov, Kharkov. But, Mike, you know, people are criticizing Putin. Now, yeah, he's a human being. Everybody makes mistakes. But you know what? You got 3,000 troops to try to keep out, because there's a special military operation, to keep out, what, 15,000 troops coming out of Ukraine? You know, this is all guys' strategy. I mean, I hear a lot of people, like, criticizing, and this is all, like, strategy, and, you know, we are not there on the ground. We are just listening to talk radio and just, you know, Telegram and all these other things. We're not on the ground. We don't know what's going on.
No, we don't. We don't have adequate information. That's by design.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we don't know what's going on. So, but, you know, Russia's not stupid. They're right next door to Ukraine. I'm Ukrainian. I don't even know what's going on, per se. You know, I know what's going on a certain amount, but, you know, I'm not in the know. You know, people, you're not in the know. You know, I mean, but to say the Russians don't know what's going on, no, that's not true. Russia's got eyes on the ground. Okay? Now, if you pull out troops, you're pulling out troops because you don't have enough, because this is not a war yet. But, Mike, at the point of yesterday, right?
Yeah.
What happened yesterday? The power outage. that changed everything.
Yeah, that was, you know, Russia was definitely making a point with that.
Yeah.
And again, there are rumors that there's going to be a formal declaration of war, and it'll really take off after that.
Well, if I have any time, Mike, this is it's a new phase. It's not a special military operation. It's a anti-terrorism operation now. So that constrains the Russian military, but it's not still a declaration of war.
Well, that's the rumors coming out of Moscow.
And I like Peter from Los Angeles. I like to talk to him tomorrow if I have a chance. Mike, I'll call in tomorrow. Have a good show,
okay.
Mike. Okay?
All right.
Bye,
okay,
Mike. Have a good show.
We have, thank you for the phone call. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, I got to tell you, Mike, thank you for taking my call, but it was nice. You know, people are misconstruing Justin from Jersey there. I mean, Dustin, my bad. They're misconstruing. He's not just a liberal, and, you know, we kind of threw him to the liberal corner. So I want to give some kudos to Dustin there. I like his commentary. I like the way you guys interact together when he does call. And anyway, well, where did we go there? So in the overall picture here, the one thing I wanted to ask you, my friend, is what is the number one thing, you know, aside from death, what is the number one thing that really concerns you in life? You know, your legacy, whatever, you know. Go from there. I don't want to put anything in your head.
Boy, that's a real tough one. You know, I as I get on in years, and probably, you know, as an artifact of this activity of mine here, I think my greatest concern is just how many human beings around the world are being made to suffer for no reason, no justifiable reason at all. You know, because somebody wants territory, or, you know, somebody's religion says to do it, or somebody can make a profit off of the suffering. And, you know, there is unfortunately an instinct in the human mind to dominate. And, sometimes that domination becomes very violent. And, you know, there are a lot of people who are hurting right now, you know, between hunger and the war, and trying to figure out how can we possibly solve it, and dealing with the reality that we may never solve it. It may just be an irrevocable part of our human nature.
Well, hey, so Mike, you make a valid point there, and guess what? You got some spirituality in you. You are spiritual.
Well, Claire keeps telling me that. Listen, Andy, I'm going to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Okay. Don't hang up, and I'll be right back to you.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Working two jobs has never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help.
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're still talking with Andy in Texas. And Andy, you wanted to finish up.
Yeah, no, I'll do it real quick. Hey, you are coming into some spirituality, Mister. I don't care about what's going on in the world.
I never said that. I do care about what's going on.
No, yeah, no, you do, but atheist or whatever, you're not a believer. No, but you are getting into spirituality, and I think it's a beautiful thing that you have a wife, the lovely Lady Claire, who is actually bringing you around. And it's a wonderful thing, and that's basically all I want to say. So if you get another phone call, have a good day.
I think I was this way before I met Claire, but Claire has definitely helped. You know, she's been very inspirational in my life. Anyway, Andy, thank you for the phone call here, and we're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Charlie, hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, you're on the air. Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, yeah, sounds like somebody's trying to kiss rear there for a job. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that.
Not at I'm RBN, going to... you know. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, but who knows? Anyway, I'm just wanting to call in because I wanted to comment a little bit about what's going on over there in that in the Ukraine a little bit. There has been some comments made that Russia doesn't have the army and stuff like that. I'm going to respectfully disagree since the right after they, from the very beginning, after they pulled in, they were using a lot of their troops that weren't their... you know, regular army and stuff like that. They were using a lot of.
Yeah, I never said that Russia doesn't have the armed forces. Putin's been holding back. You know, I think if Putin had decided to simply invade Ukraine, Ukraine would be part of Russia by now. And I'm not putting a lot of this talk about Russia's pulling back. I don't think it's an admission of failure. I think there's another military. Tactic or strategy at work here.
No, I'm talking about a certain caller who was commenting saying they don't have the manpower over there.
But, okay.
When they first,
yeah, I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that at all because they've been building up for the last 9 months and training troops down there in the Donbass area east of there. And they call it the 3rd Regiment now. And they've been doing that for 9 months, training these guys. And now they've got a pretty big, large reserve of well-trained military in there, okay?
Yeah.
And they're ready to be deployed. And they're fully trained. And so they have the backup. They have the manpower backup. They got plenty of troops in there. They call it the 3rd Regiment, I think.
Charlie,
like
I'm sorry. We are out of time. I agree with you, by the way. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.